Thank you. I enjoyed that very much this morning. And glad to see all your smiling faces here today. Those of you that have decided to brave this weather. And I was thankful for the rain that passed through last night. It did cool down and make yesterday evening quite nice. Today is going to be a slightly different service than usual. What you see is what you get up here. I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it's meaningful. We'd like to welcome all those watching at home or on the World Wide Web. Sam in Texas, if you're watching us, hello. Rick, if you're watching us, hello. Glad to have you all with us, and everybody else that's not even mentioned. Sensibility is next Sunday, so bring your change or your dollar bills. We'll be glad to take anything you bring. I guess communion is 2 weeks from now. I wrote down next Sunday. But notice our prayer list in the bulletin and other things mentioned in church notes. And take time to look at our mission statement on the back page, part of what we're about. So, if you would, please stand now for the call to worship. Jesus says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted.
Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled.
Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy.
And blessed is the church that serves with love of God. Let us worship God.
The Church of Christ cannot be bound by walls of wood or stone. Whoever charity and love are found, there can the Church be known. Truth of faith open up the door and step into the street. Truth
Let us pray. Holy God, by your word and spirit, come and transform your church to be a living sign of your love for the world, where the poor are filled with good things, the dividing walls are broken down, and the oppressed are raised to new life. Through Jesus Christ our Savior. Amen. You may be seated.
Often, often,
Our gospel word for this morning is from Matthew 25, verses 31 through 45. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats, and he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those at the right hand, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me." Then the righteous will answer him, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?" And the king will answer them, "Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me." Then he will say to those at his left hand, "You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick, and in prison, and you did not visit me." Then they will also answer, "Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry, or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Recognizing that we fall short of our own aspirations and God's expectations, let us confess our sin and ask God's forgiveness. Let us pray. A stranger approached and asked, "Give me something to eat and drink," and we replied, a stranger approached and asked, "Let me come in and rest." And we replied,
"No, we don't have any space."
A stranger approached and asked, "Come and visit with me." And we replied,
"No, we don't have any time."
A stranger approached and asked, "I am cold. I need warm clothes." And we replied,
"No, we have nothing to spare."
Jesus approached and asked, "Why didn't you give me something to eat and drink? Why didn't you let me in to rest? Why didn't you visit me? Why didn't you give me something to wear?" And we replied,
"Teacher, we didn't know it was you."
The teacher replied, "You know now." God of grace, forgive our indifference
to our neighbors. Help us to see you in those we meet every day. Open our hands and hearts to share what we have, and open our arms to receive what we need, because sometimes we are the needy ones.
Our mysterious God manifests in this world as a stranger. Know that when you welcome one another, you welcome Christ. Know that when you are welcomed in this place, it is Christ who welcomes you. And know that God forgives our foolishness and gives us fresh starts. Thanks be to God.
People had invited the Lord to supper, and he was late coming. They kept the supper hot and waited and waited and waited, but still he didn't come. Directly, an old beggar came to the door and asked for something to eat. Well, the couple was so poor they hardly had enough food for themselves and Jesus, but the old woman thought, "Well, I'll let him have my part." So she went ahead and fed the beggar, and he thanked her and left. They still waited and waited and kept looking for Jesus. Then a little ragged boy came along. He looked cold and sort of starved, so they took him in. The old man told his wife, says, "I'm not much hungry. He can have my supper." So they fed the boy and let him sit and get warm. Tried to get him to stay the night, but he said he couldn't. And when he left, the old man got a coat for him so he'd keep warm. They kept the fire going and kept Jesus' supper ready. And finally, they looked out and saw him coming. They went to meet him at the gate. "We've waited so long, we thought you'd never come." Jesus took their hands and says, "I've already been here twice.
Thank you.
you would, please stand for the affirmation of faith. The reconciliation of humankind through Jesus Christ
makes it plain that enslaving poverty in the world of abundance is an intolerable violation of God's good creation. Because Jesus identified himself with the needy and exploited, the cause of the world's poor is the cause of his disciples. The church calls everyone to use their abilities, their possessions, and the fruits of technology as gifts entrusted them by God for the maintenance of God's family and the advancement of common welfare.
Let us pray. Holy God, we come to pray for the world and all that is in it. Enable us, O God, to speak your word in a world that needs to listen to you. In some instances, greed has overtaken the land, and ambition has taken the place of the values you expect from us. The rich grow richer at the expense of the poor. We see groups that are touting racism, white privilege, male privilege. Some politicians are more focused on the next election than on seeking the common good. Open the hearts and minds of all to hear your will. Help us maintain the unity of the Spirit in the hand of peace. Give us your voice that your church can serve as a shepherd, guiding your people to your will for the world. God of justice, hear our prayer. We live in a suffering world. Not only those who are weak and in need, but even us here today. You have said, inasmuch as you have done it unto the least of these, my brothers and sisters, you have done it unto me. Give us eyes to recognize those in need in our midst. Give us ears to hear their cry. Give us words to treat each other respectfully. We pray for those living with illnesses and physical needs, and those who live in fear, indifference, and isolation. Take a moment now to lift in silence those you know who need his care and the care of us. God of compassion, hear our prayer. You created this world and pronounced it good, O God. But sometimes the forces of nature damage the earth, and sometimes we are the ones who do the damage. We pray for those affected by tornadoes, hurricanes, drought, fires, and floods. Be their hope in the midst of disaster, and help us recognize how to be better stewards of earth's resources. God of creation, hear our prayer. And now let us pray together as the Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Let's stand and toe tap. Thank you.
prepared to meet Jesus in surprising places and surprising guises as you go about your daily lives this week. In the grocery store, at a gas station, on your front porch, in the parking lot. And may the grace of Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Alleluia. Amen.